KGRGFM, KGRGFM HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP Sumner Lake Taft 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and I'm just awful at gambling. I'm not sure what it is, but yesterday I think I mentioned that I was going to a company party, and it happened. It was really cool because they decided to turn the entire, like, work area into a casino. They had a buffet, all-you-can-eat food, it was really sweet. They had a roulette table, they had blackjack, they had craps. I just sucked at all of it. Luckily, I was playing with house money and, like, everything was free. I was just playing for prizes. But I was stuck between my girlfriend and a coworker who I had never met before. Coworker always getting 21 right off the bat. So I was like, okay, maybe they'll come around to me. Girlfriend, on the other hand, never gambled before in her life. Did way better than I did. The blackjack table, she'd always hit on, like, a 16 and managed to make 21 or 20 or something like that. I'd hit on a 12 and get 22. And it was a business, function, it was a work function, so externally, it's like, oh, yay, this is fun. Internally, every time I hit 21 or 20, every time I hit 22, I was just like, God damn it, mother effer. It was some BS. But you know what? No, it isn't going to be some BS this morning show. It's going to be awesome. Danica's got Love Connection. I'm super excited about that. You got Matt and Tim joining us like they do every Friday morning for Geeky News. And I know they're really excited about some stuff that we talked about this week. So I'm excited to hear what they have to say about it. Stay tuned. We also have some Hands Like Houses tickets we're going to give away all morning. You're listening to Buzz on 89.9 KGRG. We'll be back after Mass Intruder, Beyond a Shadow of a Doubt.
Geeky News.
89.9 KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz. And we have Matt and Tim from the Not So Much For That Show joining us again like they do every Friday morning. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Just smashed some Taco Bell breakfast. Yeah.
Ooh, Taco Bell breakfast? That's playing dangerous.
You know what? Yeah, it is. We don't get it very often, but I needed something a little different.
That's fair. So, like, are you fearing for your life right now, or do you think you'll be okay?
I think it'll be good. I didn't overdo it. Just a couple dollar sausage burritos.
Okay.
Do you know in Memphis, you always like a little bit of geeky news. I don't know, did you ever hear about Memphis meats where they grow with the cells, their own meat?
Really?
Yeah, I think it hit California, like restaurants have it, but I'm not stomaching it. I mean, I'm still going to take a dead animal. I don't know, man. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's vegan friendly or not. We'll have to ask one of our vegan friends up here. That's weird. It's really weird.
I couldn't do it.
Are you a vegetarian or vegan, either of you?
No, my family has a cattle ranch, so I'd be shunned, but...
Oh, yeah, man, because I love seeing the cattle go down into my mouth. That's cool.
So, Wednesday we talked about some of the stuff that's coming to Netflix and some of the stuff that's leaving Netflix, and something that stuck out to me was that Captain America Civil War is coming to Netflix this month.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. That's quick.
Right?
That is fast.
That was a surprising thing to me, but the other thing about that was just, I'm not sure if I'm going to watch it or not.
Why not?
I wasn't the biggest fan of that movie.
Wow, man.
I didn't get to see it. So, I'm going to watch it just because I want to watch it.
I'm calculating this now, man. I'm processing you. See, Ant-Man's like one of your top movies, right? Civil War is not there. Where was Dark Knight for you?
Dark Knight was okay. It wasn't like the entire trilogy. It was a good Batman trilogy and it was definitely different, but I liked all the other ones a little bit more because they were a little bit more comic booky, a little bit more cartoony, where like you have the Batmobile that doesn't look like a tank. It looks like the actual Batmobile, right?
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I always try to find a correlation, like the same people, like Mac, PC, Energizer, Dark Knight, Civil War, you know, PlayStation, Xbox. There's usually a correlation, yeah.
But it's weird. It was a good movie. It's just not one of my favorite ones. I like the Winter Soldier more than I did this one. And honestly, the first Captain America movie is, I think, one of my least favorite Marvel movies of all time.
Huh.
So it's been really hit and miss for me.
Tim is shaking over here. Me and Tim just had a 25-minute conversation the other day about Winter Soldier and Civil War and just the differences and all that stuff. And Tim, he tries hard to like Winter Soldier. He really does. He calls me 3 times a week, like, dude, I watched it again. And he gives me certain specifics. But he's just a Civil War guy.
Well, yeah, but you know the weird thing about me, and I don't know if you guys can follow on this one, but, like Captain America, the first one for me, is a 10 out of 10, but it's not my, like, top 5 Marvel movies. Like, I don't watch a lot, but I don't feel like I could do better with it for myself. Where, like, I don't think Winter Soldier, I can't say anything bad about it, but it's just not my movie. Like, but I think at heart, I just don't like the character Winter Soldier at all.
That's fair. The first one, for me, I felt like was just a giant montage. Like, a bulk of the movie was just the montage of them going around to the different Nazi bases, and that was about it for me. That's all I got out of the movie.
It's pretty accurate.
Yeah, it definitely had that going for it.
But it's a nice montage.
Yeah, it's a good-looking montage. It's just, if I wanted to watch a montage, I'd watch the Rocky movies, right?
Oh, that is classic.
What's your favorite Rocky montage?
I mean, it's got to be the one where he's, like, off training out in the woods and like out in the snow.
In Russia?
Yeah, he grows that giant beard for no reason.
Yeah, and it's Hearts on Fire in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Hearts on Fire. And it, like, he's bench pressing like stones and stuff.
Contrasting to the technology.
I always thought he does like ab crunches like off the edge of like a balcony in like little cabin he's sticking in. I'm like, dude, I can never do that.
He's got like the ox yoke thing. Yeah, it's great.
I was just telling Matt, Batman versus Superman, my favorite scene in the whole movie, so I'm not a big fan of that movie. It's just really long to me. But like, is when Batman's working out and he's sledgehammering the tire.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part in the whole movie.
And that was a better part for me, or at least a better like training montage part than the random parts in the Dark Knight trilogy where he's just like examining bullet holes that he shot in his basement. It's like, what's going on there?
Yeah, the 1989 Batman starting point. Those were all my Batmans.
Like, yeah, I love Michael Keaton Batman. It was my favorite. It was cool.
But when it comes to Winter Soldier for me, I think the reason I like it so much is because it's less of a superhero movie for me and more of a spy thriller. Like,
yeah.
When I'm watching it more as like more of like a James Bond movie or something like that, more than an actual like comic book movie, and I think that's why I like it so much.
Right.
But this one, there were so many of those team up movies. So like, you had Batman v Superman come out around the same time that you had this movie come out, or Captain America: Civil War, and at the end of it, it's just like a couple of dudes whining about how they're not friends anymore. I get it's emotional, but I'm just like, I don't want to see a couple of grown dudes crying.
I really liked it. But you know what my problem with it is? My problem is the ultra safe ending. Like, it's the safest ending they could have taken. Like, everybody's like basically shakes hands and parts. Like, he even gets a love letter. Tony Stark even gets a love letter.
Yeah, that's why it's not a 10 for me. It's a 9.
Yeah,
because Rhodey should have bit the bullet, and yeah, you almost want to see more of like, I mean, they're still separated. You know, and I've read, you know, from like Marvel Studios, like in when Infinity War comes around, the team is still going to be split. You're going to have like, you have Iron Man with all these guys, and Captain America's still on hiatus, and I'm sure Thanos will bring them together.
Well, do you think we're finally going to get like West Coast Avengers? Maybe like a West Coast Avengers Netflix series?
Well, I think we're probably 4 years away from that.
Okay.
I think it's all going to happen because actually I think Avengers Academy is something I think they can definitely do. But they're not quite there. It's going to be really interesting to see where it goes after Infinity War.
Just don't do Dark Avengers.
No.
That's the one comic book. I got rid of it. Like, yeah. Every issue I got
coolest
rid of
name
it.
For a comic book, though. Terrible book.
And they just have never had good luck doing Constantine either. The movie was awful. I know the TV series, there are a few people who really liked it, but it just never got off the ground.
You said Constantine?
Yeah.
Did you see him in Arrow? I think it was last season.
I didn't know.
It was the same actor.
Okay.
They brought him in for Arrow. I don't know if it was an episode or two. He was great in Arrow. Amazing. I want to see him come back.
Yeah, I know a lot of people really loved the series, and they were really bummed when it got canceled. But I don't know. It just seems like a character most people aren't into. But let's talk about Arrow a little bit, because, like, Supergirl, The Flash, they all had a giant, like, four-day crossover with Legends of Tomorrow, right?
Oh, they did.
Matt's expressing himself, and I can't talk about it on air.
I haven't watched it yet, because I'm waiting for this weekend when I can sit down and watch it all at once. I hate watching, like, four-day events, because I have to wait for the episodes, and it all ties in together.
Yeah. I couldn't stop myself, man. I watched Supergirl on Monday, Flash on Tuesday. I did it.
I didn't watch Legends.
So, yeah, Tim didn't watch Legends yet. So we won't spoil it for you.
Best DC film ever. Put them all together.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it. And I'm sure a lot of people think it's an over-exaggeration, but it's true. It's the best. It's a four-parter, so it's almost 4 hours worth of like actual show. It's the best DC movie I've ever seen. It's amazing.
If you're diehard trying to save time, Matt's right. You really don't need to watch Supergirl. You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. Supergirl, I mean, the ending of Supergirl, it starts to connect with The Flash and all that, but Supergirl herself, it's just that show, it's like just a super episode.
It was a good episode, though.
But once Flash and Arrow and all that and all that, there's so many questions answered, especially with The Flash.
Well, it seems like DC in general for their TV stuff, they always do their best work when it comes to the crossover episodes. Like, Flash will be okay on its own, Arrow will be okay on its own, but once they do a crossover, man, like, everybody loses their mind.
Yeah. And Matt made a comment. There was one scene, like he said it here, and I was going to, as soon as we came on set today, I want to talk to him about it. But it was just the effects and, like, how they showed things, and he's like, you know, Tim, if they did this in a DC film, they would overdo it. Like, the fact that they're on a limited budget, it just looks so good. They do nice, simple, cool, effective things.
So you think if they were to do a movie where they had budget, they'd just ruin it then?
Yeah, yep. Like, that's always been my opinion with, like, DC TV and DC movies, is the DC movies have such a big budget where the simple things get lost in the shuffle, where I love simple things. Like, I think I've said it before, talking to you guys, like, I love, like, seeing Superman use his heat vision just to, like heat up some popcorn or something.
Right, yeah.
I don't know, like, weird stuff. I mean, I like the action scenes and I like the fights, but when you overdo it for the sake of, hey, we have $150,000 or $150 million budget, let's just do this, it ruins the movie to me. And there are scenes in Arrow and Flash, like, all the shows, but Arrow specifically, there are certain scenes that they do, because of their low budget, it doesn't cost them anything to do it, but they nail it. I mean, the things, how the team works together, nail it. And I appreciate the creativity instead of the money.
Yeah, it's always nice when they don't lose the human side of
superhuman.
Where the
heck did you come from, you crazy?
I came from the labyrinth.
Oh my gosh, the voices are coming out.
Well,
hey, I need to sip some Taco Bell coffee.
I think it's the timing thing, too, or at least technology, and because if you look at Heroes, they had such a low budget that during some of the superhero fights, you didn't actually get to see anything. They just, like, had to do it behind closed doors, and doors would shutter open and shut, and you'd just see, like, a giant light behind the door. You would never actually see anything.
Yeah.
So,
Tim, you watched Heroes.
The first season of that show, I told Matt, he hasn't watched any of it. I said, watch the first season and just stop.
Yeah. Because it just gets worse. And then, like, that last season, I'm not even sure what happened.
All I remember is the blonde one, Hayden, what's her name, getting, like, burned and still being hot and being very confused.
Oh, yeah.
The new season actually wasn't terrible, or at least the reboot they did.
Yeah.
The
reboot wasn't terrible. They did a, like, one season reboot, and I think they left it Yeah, they definitely left it open for additional season if they wanted to. It was pretty good.
Awesome.
But go ahead.
I didn't even ask him this. Did you guys watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week?
No.
I've seen clips. I still need to catch up on this week's episode. It looked like they had, like, car Ghost Rider and motorcycle Ghost Rider, right?
There's a little kind of twist to it. I can just leave it at that. But it was a great episode. It was probably the best. One of the best episodes of the season. Did you see Doctor Strange yet?
I did.
What'd you think?
Well, here it comes.
It was refreshing to see a, origin movie, because we haven't had any of those in a while.
Yeah.
I like those. Yeah, origin movies.
It had a lot of those, like, Inception-y things where, like, the buildings were bending and stuff like that. A lot of the humor was really good. Benedict Cumberbatch surprised me for no reason. I was expecting him to be good, but he did a pretty decent job.
That's good.
My only complaint with this movie was it was almost Iron Man 1, only Iron Man uses magic instead of, like, technology.
That's a good way.
He's Tony Stark.
Good way to put it.
Yeah.
But it didn't bother me. I love Iron Man 1.
Well, like, you put the movie side by side, it's the beginning, he's just a rich dude doing his thing, then he gets injured, and then he gets his powers, right?
Yeah. I can see where you're going with this.
They are similar. I mean, if they want to stick true to, like, their true origin, which they did, it's going to happen. I mean, they would have had to change Doctor Strange's origin, or change him to some capacity in order for people to feel that way. I'm fine with it.
But Iron Man 1 wasn't a bad movie either.
Oh, I love Iron Man.
Yeah, so they were great movies.
Oh, yeah. And they probably, I'm sure, while making it, they're like, yeah, it has elements of Iron Man 1. But I think Stephen Strange is, I think he's more of like an ass. Yeah, he is Tony Stark.
I still quote Iron Man 1, the fun V and the humdrum V.
Man, that movie, I'll tell you what, when that movie came out, I'm a huge Iron Man person. Since I've been waiting since sixth grade for that movie. I literally pulled out $200 cash from my bank account when that movie came out, just for the preparation of it being out. And it didn't disappoint, I'll tell you what. But I'll tell you what, I wonder if Benedict Cumberbatch will disappoint as the voice of the Grinch in 2017.
He would be an amazing Grinch.
He's supposed to be.
Of Dormammu in Doctor Strange, right?
Yeah. No,
was he really?
Yeah, he did the voice of Dormammu.
Yeah, there's no Dormammu in Grinch. That'd be cool.
I think the Dormammu scene was probably my favorite scene in the entire movie.
Oh, that was hilarious. It was great. I liked it a lot. It was well thought.
The like mirror universe or the mirror dimension, those things were cool, and the movie visually looked great, but I think the Dormammu scene was the point where they just tied it all in together. They had the humor end of it. He was using his powers. It was great.
Well, and here's what kills me, because you go to Doctor Strange, and the Time Stones involve, you know, Doctor Strange. So, again, that's my problem with Civil War. I told Matt all the time, like, end Civil War, make it dark, and then somehow have him and Doctor Strange fix the timeline when all the Avengers die at the end of Civil War, and he could have fixed the timeline with the Time Stone.
Could have. Did you like that the Eye of Agamotto was an Infinity Stone?
Spoiler alert.
It was just sort of a toss-in thing. They could have left it there. They decided to toss in there. I'm not sure.
It's okay. The right answer is you're bothered by it. because we are too. Don't worry.
Yeah, I'm not sure where else they could have put it in, though. Like, who else could have used the Time Stone, or at least could have found it, or how else they could have wedged it in there? Because we still have one more Infinity Stone to find, don't we?
Yeah, the Soul Gem. Yeah. We're just worried that Thanos is going to come and rip everybody's... They're like, Vision, you're dead. Doctor Strange, you're losing the eye. And then... But you know what we were thinking of? He could use the mirror dimension to replicate all the gems and still have Vision in him.
Yeah.
As a power.
I think Doctor Strange is going to be like key to Infinity War.
I think the most exciting thing for that movie was the end credit scene where they run into Thor. And he's like, Odin's on Earth? Let's go find him.
Yep. I love that scene. That's one of my favorites.
But my concern is Odin isn't alive, though.
Like, you know, I think that scene is supposed to take place like in the middle of Thor. Because once that hit, it came out like Doctor Strange is in Thor. But it's probably going to be, you know, like a scene or whatever. But I think, Odin is alive. Just Thor doesn't know that at the end of Thor Dark World. But obviously he finds out one way or another in the next Thor movie.
Well, I thought Loki was sort of posing as Odin, right?
Well, he is. But he didn't. I mean, at the end of Thor Dark World, like, you just see him posing as Odin. You don't know what happens to Odin, but... I mean, I always assumed he wasn't dead because it's Odin.
They're not going to kill him, like, behind curtains.
Because it's Odin.
Odin's beard.
Hey, what do you guys think about them adding John Cena into the IMDb and then taking him off? Do you think that was a misprint, or do you think they're trying to make a bigger deal out of it than...
I think that they'll reveal it again and be like, blah, 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 Gladiator is going to be played by a certain man, and his name is John Cena.
They removed him because you can't see him.
Yeah, I don't really care. I think he's going to be in it for, like, 40 seconds. He's just going to be a warrior with a sword and a helmet, and he's going to run with a dynamic montage. Or, like, or Hulk will, like, pick him up and be like, puny Cena, and just toss him into the crowd or something.
I want him to just, like, run in and wave a sword and be like, Blurg, I'm the Kraken from the sea. I have no idea why.
I'd like to see John Cena as Red Hulk.
Yes.
If John Cena is Red Hulk, that would be the most shocking thing ever.
Right? But I think he'd make a pretty cool one. I don't know why.
I don't know if this is an actual thing, but I saw it on an episode of my cousin's favorite show, Superhero Squad, which is... I didn't really like the show. Is Grey Hulk really a thing?
Yes.
Okay, and then in that case... Right? In that case, I want Grey Hulk, because he was so intellectual, it was funny.
They used to label him by color, Hulk. So, like, Grey was the intelligent side of Bruce Banner, and I don't know if it was right. One of the other colors represented, like, the rage of Bruce Banner. So he would turn a different colors depending on, like, what was going on.
Wasn't he originally gray, though?
Yeah, he was originally gray.
Okay, well, did he turn green because he ate too much spinach? Is that, like, the Popeye side of Bruce Banner?
I heard he had a shamrock shake.
Ah, there we go.
I'm a big fan of shamrock shake.
Now, before you guys get off the phone, I want to talk to you about a couple of reboots. First one I want to talk about was the Power Rangers one, because they finally released what Alpha's going to look like.
Go, Power Rangers!
He does look a little creepy, but I kind of like him.
This is going to sound weird. I don't think they could do anything I'm not going to like.
No.
That trailer and that reboot, to me, looks so amazing, because we've seen the old Power Rangers, and we've seen the old 90s Power Rangers, like, movies. They've already done those movies. Like, it's done. It's over with. Let's evolve it and adapt to something else. And they definitely are, and I am so excited for this movie.
Yeah, too early to judge it on the toy design releases.
He does look creepy.
He does look a little creepy, but he looks more realistic than just, like, a little robot with a saucer on his head. He's got, like, little eyes and stuff now. It looks pretty sweet.
Does he have a pink hair bow?
No.
Dang it.
Other reboot I wanted to get you guys, or see how you guys felt about, was the Mummy reboot.
No.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I don't care.
100%.
No. I didn't know that was a thing that was happening.
No.
Like.
I agree with the no. Yeah. I like it.
The Mummy movie was a part of my childhood. Okay.
Okay, but the Mummy Returns is the worst thing that's ever happened to me.
Yeah. And then the third one, I was just kind of like...
Tomb of something. I don't know.
Yeah, the one where they fought the Yeti for no reason.
Yeah, just it's a Yeti. It's not a boy. It's not a girl. Congratulations, it's your Yeti. That sounded weird.
Yeah. Well, I think we're all not ready for it or want it.
Not Yeti for it.
I might give it a shot as long as they don't go the whole, all right, we're gonna make 3 different spin-off movies that are going to have their own series, because the Scorpion, like, so they did the Mummy movie with the Scorpion King.
Yeah, they did.
And then they did the Scorpion King movie, and that one, I think they have, like, 5 Scorpion King movies.
Oh, they're everywhere.
If The Rock returns as the Scorpion King, I will watch the new Mummy.
That's what I want. You nailed it. Rock returns Scorpion King, and then Brendan Fraser is now the Mummy.
He played... He's fighting as Mumra from Thundercats.
Yes!
One.
Or what if he's the Mummy now?
Or that.
Ooh, Mumra?
No, what's his name?
Oh, Brandon Fraser?
Brandon Fraser, what if he's the Mummy because his career's dead?
Right. That's what I'm saying. No, it's cool. I know how to solve this reboot. Just put John Cena in it.
There you go!
He
throws the F5 on the Mummy and just, his leg breaks off. That'd be great.
I'd watch that movie.
I'd watch a John Cena F5 on Mummy, that's for sure.
Just watch like him start as a skeleton and slowly get more bulky.
Yeah.
Hey, really quick. I have a quick question.
Yeah.
You guys know who Turbo Man and Scuba Steve is?
Yeah,
I know who Scuba Steve is.
Yeah.
Turbo. Who wins in a fight?
Oh, Scuba Steve all the way.
Yeah, Scuba.
Oh yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. All right. I just had to get your guys' opinion on it.
Cool.
Yeah, because you guys put up a poll on your Twitter feed, right?
Yeah, it was up there.
We had six people, right?
Yeah, we had a lot of people.
No, six
I think
whole
Turbo
people.
Man won.
Maybe soon there'll be dozens of them. Dozens.
Oh, yeah. Dozens.
Well, guys, we'll catch you next week. Thanks again for calling in. This has been fun.
Yes, always.
All right, guys, thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Bye.
That's Matt and Tim from the Not So Much But Us Show. You can catch them on Geeky News at 6:20 every Friday morning. We'll be back after Coldest Heart by The Classic Crime on 89.9 KGRG. You're listening to The Buzz.
It's time to see what weird and crazy things are trending out there in the Twitterverse. This is Hash It Out, right here on The Buzz.
89.9 KGRG FM. It's time to do something we haven't done in a hot minute. It's time to play some Hash It Out, where I gathered some hashtags and we're going to discuss them. Hashtags, for those of you who don't know or live under a rock, are something people use to start a conversation or at least, like, discuss a topic. So, hashtag, I don't know, short people problems. I don't know what short people problems are, but I guess they have them?
Potatoes.
This morning's hashtags, if you want to play along, we've got hashtag how 2016 can redeem itself. We have hashtag I'm so insecure, and then dot dot dot, and then hashtag 4-word Christmas nightmares.
Oh.
So we'll start with how 2016 can redeem itself. Some examples of this one are plot twist, we all wake up.
Right.
By just ending and erasing itself from everyone's memory. We have Obama could legalize weed real quick before he leaves. It's weird to think that there are places that, like, don't have legalized weed.
I know.
Especially since, like, the entire West Coast now. And then, like, you have, like, Colorado and stuff like that. And I think even, like, Rhode Island. I don't know, man. It's weird. Other ones we have... Ashton Kutcher shows up on with a camera crew to reveal how he's punked the nation.
And then someone that said David Bowie returns in a spaceship and takes us all home.
Yes.
Right? But 2016's been a weird year. I'm not sure what happened. What's been the weirdest part of 2016 for you guys?
I turned 16. That was the weirdest part.
Oh, you're such a baby.
You were born in 2000?
Yes.
Oh my god.
That hurts me physically.
And I'm already feeling old.
How does it feel knowing that in order to remember how old you are, you just have to look at what year it is?
Easy. Because then I don't have to do complex math.
Yeah, because sometimes I forget how old I am, not gonna lie.
Also, because people are like, the world's gonna end in 2062, and I'm like, crud, I'll still be alive. Maybe.
People have been saying that for a while.
I know. Or, like, if it's not 20, if it's like 20 or 2100, I'll just be like, yay, I'll be dead.
What about you, Danica?
Oh, man. Sorry, I just, like, went blank for a minute.
Good talk.
Says, like, any second the director will say cut in 2016 will win Best Picture, and there's no beating this drama.
Let's go on to...
When David Bowie died.
Hashtag I'm so insecure, I blank. Examples
I don't wear
of this
makeup.
One.
I wear a lot of makeup.
Hashtag I'm so insecure, I think this hashtag's about me.
Oh.
Because the song.
Hashtag I'm so insecure, I like to hang out by myself because only I could put up with the crap I do.
Hashtag I'm so insecure, I sexed myself from a different account, but I'm worried. I think I might be losing interest in me.
Oh, gosh.
I don't text a lot of people.
Little
on sex people. I got a girlfriend, so I don't do that at all.
I have.
But, I don't text people in general just because, like, I'm not sure if I'm going to say it the right way. Plus, I text in full sentences. 10, 11, that weirds 12, me out.
Oh.
But I don't know how to text in text lingo.
I should take some full sentences. I can't talk today.
I have a total of 15 people in my contacts, and I generally only talk to maybe 5 at any given time. I also type in full sentences, so.
But, like, I'll try to be grammatically correct with, like, commas and stuff, too, and I'll do that on Twitter.
Me too.
Oh, this one's sad. I'm so insecure. I only have stuffed animals because I'm afraid real ones would reject me.
Aww. Hashtag, I'm so insecure. I don't know where I was going with that. I was going to be like, I got skinny yes! girl. I'm so insecure. I got skinny girl vodka to make it seem like I have a girlfriend.
Oh.
What?
I don't know. That's like the first thing that popped into my head.
Are you drunk right now?
No, I'm exhausted. This is becoming like an hourly thing, not even a daily thing. I get fired every segment.
Last one we got, hashtag 4-word Christmas nightmare. We have going shopping on Christmas Eve, endlessly repeated Christmas songs, 2016 repeats itself at midnight.
Ugh.
We have Christmas, Santa's naughty list gets leaked. And then my favorite, hashtag 4-word Christmas nightmare. Wait, are we related?
Oh no.
I have one.
What's up?
Bad Santa snorts coke.
That's just a good time.
I know.
That's not a Christmas nightmare. That's
it
great.
Could be. I mean, like, what if you don't want Santa to snort coke?
Ain't no effing eggnog. That's one of them. Santa is gluten-free. You don't want your cookies.
Hashtag 4-word Christmas nightmare. Oh, wait, I'm Jewish?
Aww.
Oh!
I have another one for this one.
Pink balance and minus.
You look like your mother. Aww. For me, that can be a Christmas nightmare.
You only look like your mom on Christmas?
No. I had this really, really creepy guy who was into me, and he was like, you look so much like your mom.
Gross.
Nice.
And I'm like, well, my mother is drop-dead gorgeous. We all know that. But
I haven't met your mom.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
You'll meet her. Okay.
I don't know. We'll be back after 333 by Against Me on 89.9 KJRGFM, KJRGFM HD1, Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Sumner Lake Taft 89.3 FM. You're listening to The Buzz. 89.9 KJRGFM. It's Friday at 7 o'clock. You know what that means?
No.
It's time to go to sleep?
Time
no.
to get busy with the love today.
Ooh.
Oh, this is Love Connection. For some reason, I thought it was mixtape, and I was like, don't test my knowledge.
That's on Thursdays. What are you doing? Are you sure you're not drunk?
I am exhausted.
All right, Danica, so how does this work?
I find really creepy messages, and I just read them on air. It's great.
You're pretty good at being
creepy. Am I?
So what do you got for your first one?
Okay. It says, you're the hottest girl I've matched with today, and I've matched with 100 girls, so technically you're in the 1%. And ironically, you're also in the 99% too, because 99% of the girls are missing out on a great opportunity with me.
No.
Exactly.
No.
That's pretty smooth. Am I weird?
It's smooth, but I'm just like, no.
Please don't use it.
Yes, don't use it. Cork, don't use it.
Okay, but still, though, just like, you're the hottest girl of 100 girls. That's not bad. Unless, like, the other 99 are super ugly and then the bar's set really low. But I guess the second half's a little weird.
Yeah.
What you got for your next one?
When I was applying to colleges, I couldn't get into Creighton, but I'm hoping I can get into you.
No!
His name is John C.
I pressed the wrong button on that one, not gonna lie.
I mean, it works, but
I was very confused. Oh, man.
Woo!
There we go. Buttons are hard.
Right,
yeah, I hated applying for other colleges, not gonna lie.
Oh.
Because,
why?
Do you know how much it costs to apply for a college?
A lot, depending on the college. If it's an Ivy League, it can be like $100 a pop.
Yeah. If I wanted to pay $100 to get rejected, I'd go to a strip club.
Exactly. Exactly, Cork. Exactly.
All right, this next one. Oh, hi, I messaged you earlier. I have a motel and a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Oh, man.
Cork, I said that just to see what... You did this...
What kind, though? Like... Yeah. Hey, man, I got a whole bunch of ibuprofen and some Pepto-Bismol. You ready to get lit?
Oh,
yeah, man. Let's go do this.
Oh, my gosh.
Got my grandma's baby aspirin so that she doesn't have heart problems.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
Time to get lit.
Yo.
Yeah, boy. Okay. Okay, this next one is for... was sent to a woman named Tawny. Says, you may be tawny, but after staring at your pic, I'm definitely not tiny right now. And then he sends another message much later. It says, 22 hours later, and I'm still not tiny.
Shouldn't he consult a doctor after four?
Right?
Yes.
Also, what, I hate people named Tiny. Not the person, but like I'm never sure if it's ironic or not.
I know. I met
Because if
someone...
it's ironic, it's cruel.
I met someone whose name was Tiny, and he was, like, 6'4". And I was wondering, why did your parents really give you that name?
Oh.
Awkward.
That is awkward.
And I'm guessing it was because of his hands. He had these itty-bitty baby hands.
Yes!
Baby hands, why?
They were as big as mine, and you've seen mine.
Yeah, a couple more?
My computer's doing weird things.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's start tap dancing.
Okay. So you look really beautiful. Also, you have these long dark hairs which add spices to your crispy beauty.
Huh?
Is he describing a cheeseburger?
I don't know.
Or like a piece of bacon?
I don't know.
Does he have hairy bacon? Because I talk to my bacon like that. I'd be like, girl, you looking crispy.
Oh my gosh. I can totally see you doing that.
Alright, and this last one is like blah. Like, get the bucket ready to puke. So, hi. I love dogs too, especially dogs who love women. With your dog sleeping with you, have you ever allowed yourself to be seduced when you were in the mood?
Whoa!
Bleh! Exactly.
Whoa!
Bleh!
I'm the Kraken from the sea. That's just awful!
Leave your dog alone!
Yeah, nasty.
Don't ever let that man in an animal shelter.
Oh. No, thank you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
This has been The Love Connection on 89.9 KGRG-FM.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back after We Came as Romans.
Okay.
One of these two contestants still has me convinced they're drunk. Intern H. Quinn or Danica.
And now it's time to play everyone's new favorite game show, Buzz It, with your host, Dave.
Dave's not here.
This morning's trivia is going to be a little interesting. It's going to be TV and movie trivia.
Ooh.
So we'll see.
The one thing I'm really bad at.
Really?
I don't watch a lot of TV and I don't watch a lot of movies. And when I do, I tend to not get references or know questions.
Okie dokie, though. This should be fun, then.
Oh, boy.
You ready for this?
No.
Because I'm ready for this.
No.
We got question.
Numero uno?
No, this is America. It's question number one. Question number one. Which cartoon character played Scrooge McDuck? Never mind. This is hard.
Oh, Corey.
All right. Never mind. Actual number one. Sorry. Sorry, buddy. What is James P. Sullivan's nickname?
Quinn. Sully.
Yep. I watch that movie like three times a week.
Fair enough. Question number two. What is the name of the last human city in The Matrix?
Quinn. Oh, it's on the tip. I don't know.
You don't know?
I haven't watched The Matrix in like forever.
Same.
Multiple choice for what is the name of the last human city in The Matrix? Is it Pangea, Zion, or Utopia?
Quinn. Zion.
Okay, then.
I'm like, it starts with a Z.
question number three. Who are the friends on Friends?
Danica. Ross, Joey, Chandler, Rachel, Monica, Phoebe.
Can you get the last names too?
Chandler Bing, Monica Geller, Ross Geller, Rachel Green, and Phoebe Buffay. I can't talk.
Good job.
I know nothing about Friends.
I've seen every episode like 10 times.
Of course you have.
Proud of you.
You should be.
All right. Question number four. On South Park, which character wears a blue hat with a red palm on it?
Quinn. Kevin?
No.
I don't even know
Danica.
South Park.
Danica.
I don't know. The only other one I can think of is Kenny, but like he's the hoodie guy.
Yeah, that right.
Multiple choice
for on South Park, which character wears a blue hat with a red palm on it? Is it Kyle, Stan, Kenny, or Cartman?
Danica. Cartman?
It's not Cartman.
Quinn. Kenny?
Not Kenny.
Danica. Stan?
It is Stan.
Okay.
Knew we'd get there eventually.
All right. Question number five. What is the maximum contestants could win on an episode of What's My Line?
Quinn.
Don't even know what this is.
5 million. 500.
I'll give you a hint. This is a show from the 1950s.
Danica.
Oh.
Danica.
1,000?
Quinn. $500?
Danica. $200.
Multiple choice.
Your multiple choice for what is the maximum contestants could win on an episode of What's My Line? Is it $25, $50, or $100?
Quinn.
$25.
Danica.
$100.
Quinn.
$50.
What is the point of even going on?
Right? Question number six. What was the worldwide audience of Baywatch in 1994?
Quinn.
Oh, man.
10 million?
Danica.
Danica.
500,000?
Quinn.
1
million. Quinn. 2.
Multiple choice.
Yeah, this could go on for a while.
Yeah, it could.
What was the worldwide audience of Baywatch in 1994? Was it 1 million, 5 million, 1 billion, or 5 billion?
Danica. 5 million.
Quinn. C. Option C. What was option C? I know it was C.
Can you repeat the options? Yeah.
Was it 1 million, 5 million, 1 billion,
Quinn.
Or 5 billion? Quinn.
1 billion.
It was 1 billion.
Ayo!
1994. Didn't even know there was that many people.
Ayo! Right?
Question number 7. All right, there's question number 7.
Ding, ding.
In Hot Fuzz, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost are what profession?
Danica. Cops?
They are cops.
I've never seen it, but
it's
a really good movie.
The Fuzz, I mean.
Question number 8. Who is Princess Leia's father? Princess Leia's father.
Quinn. Darth Vader.
There you go.
Yeah.
You'd be disappointed really, really badly if you didn't know that one.
I would have too.
Question number 9. In the hunt for Red October, what is being hunted?
Quinn. Red October.
I have no idea.
All right.
I have no idea.
Multiple choice.
Your multiple choice for, in the movie The Hunt for Red October, what is being hunted? Is it gorillas, dates for prom, cars, or a submarine?
Danica. Gorillas.
Quinn. Submarine.
It is a Russian submarine.
I wanted it to be gorillas.
I knew it was a submarine-ish, Russian-y, military movie-ish thingy.
There you go. Question number 10. Whose music is featured in the musical movie Mamma Mia?
Danica. ABBA.
It is ABBA.
But I won.
I wasn't keeping track. I don't know.
I won.
That was your movie and TV theme trivia for this morning.
I'd like to thank my artistic director and my ballet company for pushing us so hard last night.
She's still drunk. She went quiet. She turned her mic off and accident. She's drunk.
Man. I did? No? You turned me off! I'm just exhausted.
I can't believe I'm convinced that you turned your mic off. This is the trivia.
She's drunk.
Do you have any idea how tired I am right now?
This has been Trivia on the Buzz. We'll be back with the news after Chastity Belt.
Grr!
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by The Worst Christmas Ever 2 at Real Life Tacoma on December 23rd. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like Into the Flood, Empyrean, and more to cover your favorite nu metal songs. For more information, you can visit reallifetacoma.com.
Hey everyone, it's H. Quinn here with your 7:30 news, and I'm very tired, so this might be a little weird. Is that from the Goofy movie?
No. I watch that movie like 3 times a week also, and it's not from that.
Okay. Alright, oh my gosh, I failed already. Alright, so for our first news story of the day today, it's a little sad, a little creepy, a little scary. Just reminding parents, you gotta be super aware of what your kids are doing, especially if you've got young ones going around to school around the holidays. Because there's weirdos out there.
Excellent.
Cops have stated that a would-be child molester wanted to, quote-unquote, pick up all the little girls from school to take them home and assault them.
Ew.
King County prosecutors say that Philip Wilbur told an undercover SPD detective that he wanted to pick up little girls from schools if their parents didn't pick them up in time and sexually assault them.
That's disgusting.
Fun fact, kids, kidnapping is not a pickup line.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. All right, so the detective was on sites that were running a sting operation to try and catch child molesters around the holidays, because that's when stuff tends to go down, apparently. And the cop had been communicating with this man for over 3 weeks. In turn, this man described in graphic detail his fixation and desire of what he wanted to do to kids, because he'd noticed that at one elementary school, some kids remained outside for over 20 minutes, unsupervised, waiting for their parents to pick them up.
That's so gross.
What the hell?
That's so gross.
And the cop man actually communicated with him through this. He was arrested after he met up with the cop and arrived there carrying lubricant and condoms.
Ugh.
Whoa!
That's disgusting.
He has been charged with attempted first-degree child sexual assault, and he remains jailed on a $350,000 bail.
Okay.
So for another story in Snohomish County, a Snohomish County woman wants changes in landlord-tenant laws after her renters left her Marysville property covered in heroin needles and waist-deep garbage.
Oh.
Now, was she responsible for taking care of her own garbage, or what?
No.
Let's say where the garbage came from.
The landlord wants to charge her tenants because the landlord moved away thinking that these tenants were an upstanding couple, and the couple wrecked the house. They ripped off the carbon monoxide detector and the smoke detector so that they could use heroin and drugs inside of the house. They got illegal utilities off of the city, and they have ruined the house to the point where there's an estimated $20,000 worth of damages.
Oh my god.
I know. It's horrible.
I'm not sure what kind of changes in tenant law you need to make.
Because she isn't a tenant of the house, the landlord, she has no rights. All she could do is evict these tenants. She can't charge them for... Not charge them, but she can't sue them.
Yeah, she can. I mean, so that's... First off, that's what a damage deposit's for. You put down a deposit before you move in. Typically, it's like... You pay your damage deposit plus you pay your first and your last month's rent. If there are any damages that exceed the damage deposit, typically you can sue for that.
I don't know, but the article that I got this from is not being very clear on that. They are stating that they can't sue. And however, what makes this even worse is the fact that those tenants who were abusing drugs and got their utility shut off had 2 children in the house.
Yeah, so I'm not sure what kind of, like, changes in laws besides, like, I know that things can get a little iffy when it comes to low-income housing, and there are certain protections for tenants, so maybe they want changes to that, but...
Also, I believe that she wants to be able to charge the tenants, because otherwise she would be fined for illegal utilities in her house, even though she wasn't the one who hooked them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now we have a happy... a sort of happy story. It's mainly just wonderful. A Northwest fitness coach is drawing worldwide attention for her honest body photos. So we all see those wonderful fitness coaches. You go, they got that super flat stomach, super toned arms. She posted a picture of herself with her arms above her head, and she has defined abs, wonderful glutes, and then she sat down to show what you can, even when you're in shape, what your stomach can really do. She has very visible rolls, and she says in her caption, "Same girl, different angles." And she quotes, "I don't want them to think that I have it all together or that I'm perfect and that I always have abs, because I don't. Nobody does." She has worked as a virtual fitness coach for the past 3 years, and she knows how to get in shape. But after becoming pregnant and miscarrying, this took its toll, and her diet and exercise took a back seat. And she wants to show women all around the world that it's okay not to always look perfect all the time.
I mean, she's still A-shaped, so...
Yeah, she's beautiful. All right, so for your sports, the Cowboys won last night.
Yay! Woo!
17-15.
So that's a close game then.
Yeah, it's awesome.
My boys.
On Sunday, we have Kansas versus Atlanta, Detroit versus New Orleans, LA versus the Patriots, Denver versus Jacksonville, Houston versus the Packers, and lots of other teams that I'm not going to go into because that would take a whole other 10 minutes.
You didn't even mention the Seahawks and who they're playing.
Oh my gosh, I can't find it. There's so many. Like, I'm trying to scroll.
Playing Carolina. Do you know which
Found
Carolina?
It. Carolina Panthers.
No, do you know which Carolina?
South Carolina?
No.
It's North Carolina?
Yes.
Oh. Yes! That makes sense. All right. So for your traffic, on the I-405 southbound off-ramp, there is a collision partially blocking the ramp. I-5 southbound is still closed. Flammable cargo is still prohibited. The bus route might have the...
Yeah, she's definitely drunk.
I am not! Yes! There may be a lot more traffic on both directions of State Road 548 because of the Blaine Holiday Harbor Lights tree lighting. For your weather today, there's a high of 51, a low of 45 with 100% chance of rain, so it's going to rain. Saturday, high of 51, low of 42, 100% chance of rain. And Sunday, high of 44 with an 80% chance of rain.
Oh.
So, since this is your, like, last mandatory newscast...
Last newscast I'm doing ever, period.
Really?
I'm getting away from this.
I think we have to designate her as News Baroness now.
No, it's not happening.
News Baron used to be a thing.
Well, I'm the homesteader right now.
But, let me ask you a question. Was flammable cargo ever allowed? Ever.
There was a time when I saw it on the WSDOT, and it did not specify that flammable cargo was
because
not allowed.
Every time, you're like, remember, kids, no flammable cargo.
Yes, because I noticed my first 4 or 5 newscasts that wasn't up there on WSDOT, and then it appeared, and I'm like, I must make this a thing.
Can you define what flammable cargo is?
Flammable cargo is cargo that may be lit on fire or is currently lit on fire. Because, kids, that's prohibited.
This cargo is fire.
I mean, doesn't gasoline count?
Exactly. But I'm guessing, like, if you have... Yeah, if you're, like, maybe transporting barrels of gasoline.
Yes! That...
But there was a time when it appeared that flammable cargo was allowed. And now it's not. So, keeping you updated on that stuff.
Oh.
But, yeah, since this is technically your last day as an intern.
It is?
Yeah, man, because quarter's over.
Get out.
But I'm staying here.
Are you?
I'm staying.
Yeah, but you're not allowed to be an intern anymore, sorry.
What am I going to be now?
Nothing. News Baron. You can be News Baron.
So, are we going to officially fire me as an intern?
You can be News Baron.
Yeah, this is it. You're done.
I'm fired, guys. All right. I hit the mic.
You're really fired now.
I'm really fired.
Showed up to our last day of work drunk, everybody.
I'm not drunk! I am running on, I think, 3 hours of good sleep right now.
Same. I'm not drunk.
This, technically, though, being sleep deprived is the medical equivalent of being drunk, the way your brain operates. So
we'll be back after Modern maybe. Baseball. Note to self on 89.9 KGRGFM. You're listening to The Buzz.
You're listening to KGRG 89.9 FM, today's rock. Now it's time to sit back, relax, and crack open a six-pack with The Buzz.
...89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz. It's time for our six-pack. Top six list things are awesome, sometimes not so awesome. And this morning's a Danica's turn to take it over.
Hi.
So what you got, homie?
Bizarre childhood fears. Like, just irrational ones that just, yeah.
I don't think I've grown out of most of my childhood fears, to be honest. Like, most of my childhood fears just sort of grew into being adult fears, and I've only gotten, like, more fears since then.
Oh.
So I'm interested to see how many of these I have.
All right. So, number six. For a while, I became consumed by a fear that I would be falsely accused and then found guilty of murder. I wasn't sure how, as an 8-year-old, I would be found in the wrong place at the wrong time, but I was terrified by the idea that a jury could just decide I had done something that I really didn't do. I hadn't learned about appeals yet, apparently. Of course, looking back, I blame the classic film My Cousin Vinny.
I mean, jail's a really, really real fear for a lot of people. Like,
right?
Prison was the thing that sort of scared me silly into, like, being a good little potato.
Good little potato, Corey.
Like, you hear those horror stories all the time as a kid of, like, parents calling the cops on their kids and having the cops, like, lock them up for a day and taking them on a ride-along to see what it's really like to live a life of crime. Accidentally murdering or being framed for murder, that one's an irrational fear unless, like, you're in gang activity, I guess.
Yeah.
But the fear of, like, being in prison, that one's pretty real.
Yeah, definitely. This next one is one that, like, I personally relate to because it is, like, almost word for word a fear that I had as a child. So, number five. I was terribly afraid that if I peed in the middle of the night, Freddy Krueger would hear it and come get me. So I'd tiptoe to the bathroom, and I'd never flush the toilet after I used it, and I would run back to my room as fast as possible. Like, word for word, I did this.
Yeah, peeing in the middle of the night's the worst thing ever.
Like, I watched Freddy Krueger as a kid, and, like, oh my god. I did not sleep ever again.
And I never wanted to turn on lights as a kid either, because, like, you don't want to disturb anybody. You want to be as quiet as possible. And just the fact that it's so dark and typically cold and stuff. Yeah, I always ran to my room too. I don't think it was initially it was out of fear of monsters, that's for sure. But even now, like, during the middle of the day, I'll run straight from my room to the bathroom and then straight back to my room.
Oh my gosh.
Just because I don't want to deal with people.
Oh. Number four. So, you know, in elementary school, they have, like, the DARE group or whatever?
Yeah,
the class.
All about, like, don't do drugs or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they told, so, like, this kid, or I guess he's an adult now, but, so this person did that in school, and they told them that people get addicted to crack after smoking it only once. So from then on, she was terrified that someone would run up to her on the street, put a crack pipe in her mouth, and make her smoke it, and then she'd spend the rest of her life addicted to crack.
I can rationalize with this one, too. Like, that's something besides it being illegal and bad for you, I guess. That, too. But, like, being addicted to something has always been a fear of mine.
Yeah.
Like, even as an adult, I'm just like, what if I become an alcoholic?
What if?
Right? I don't have enough money for that. I'm too broke to be an alcoholic.
It's already happened, my friend.
Or, like, there was a... it was a joke in Family Guy where, like, guy handed another guy a piece of gum. He's like, haha, now you're addicted to heroin. People get addicted to heroin, bad things happen. Like, ODing and stuff?
Yeah.
That's terrifying. So that was another thing that scared me straight as a kid, was just getting addicted to drugs and, like, the aftermath of dying or, like, losing your teeth or, like, looking like you get hit by a truck. That stuff was all terrifying to me. So, like, so far these fears are, like, 50-50. The irrational part is really irrational, but then there are really rational things behind it.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what numbers 3, 2, and 1 are after Holy by Paris on 89.9 KGRG.
Yes.
You're listening to The Buzz.
And now, back to the six-pack.
Hey.
What's up? You're listening to The Buzz on 89.9 KGRG-FM, KGRG-FM, HD1 Auburn, also broadcasting on K207 AP, Seminary Lake Taps, 89.3 FM. We're in the middle of our six-pack, and I'm kind of relating to this one.
You?
Yeah, so what is it?
Irrational childhood fears. Or like weird fears that you had as a kid.
Like I said at the end of the last break, like, most of these are still fears I kind of have as an adult. Mm-hmm. And the rational part I definitely as a kid, but yeah, I really relate to a lot of this stuff, so let's just see what number 3 is.
So I'll recap 6, 5, and 4 real quick. So there is being falsely accused of murder and spending lots of time in jail. Being afraid that Freddy Krueger would get you in the middle of the night if you went to the bathroom. Hold while I scroll. Oh man, where's the other one I was at?
Yes! Well, the other one was getting addicted to stuff.
Oh yeah, getting addicted to crack. So, that was fun.
Woo!
Okay. So, number 3. Had a very odd fear that Austin Powers would drown me in my pool. I'd be swimming in my inner tube, and he would suddenly appear like a crazy hairy whale and drag me under. The weirder part is that I really did like Austin Powers.
Were you ever afraid of drowning?
No. Like, I've always, like, really enjoyed, like, being in the water. I actually had, like, a weird fear because I watched a lot of CSI as a kid, that, like, I would just be, like, in an open body of water, like a lake or, like, the ocean or whatever, and then, like, I would step on a dead body.
So, growing...
Like, I still have this fear, like, if I go out too far, I'm like, oh my god, there's a dead body in here.
So, growing up, I used to take, swimming lessons, like, even before I got into kindergarten, like... second and third, or, like, when I was, like, 3 or 4 or whatever. So, you'd think I could swim pretty well, right?
Yeah.
No! I'm awful at swimming. I didn't actually, like, learn how to swim on my own until I was probably, like, 8 or 9. And I always had this fear of drowning because I'm not really that buoyant. They used to do this whole exercise thing where it's like, alright, kids, now float on your back. I tried to float on my back, and my feet would be the first thing to go. So by the time it was over, like, I'd end up just sort of be standing, but I wasn't tall enough to touch the bottom of the pool, so I almost drowned.
Yeah.
It sucked.
Okay, this next one is, like, ridiculous. Number 2. It says, we had a pool growing up, and my biggest fear was, while swimming in the deep end, a plane would fly over and drop a crate that had a shark in it. The crate would then splash down next to me, releasing the shark before I had time to get out of the pool. I ended up swimming in the shallow end a lot.
Okay.
Like, that's very elaborate.
There was a TV show on Spike TV, I'm not sure if it's still on or not, called 1,000 Ways to Die.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was, a crate got dropped on some people. Like,
Was there a shark in it?
There wasn't a shark. It was a crate full of, like, food and stuff, and it, first aid stuff for, like, people living in Africa.
Uh-huh.
But then these warlords or whatever would try to come and get it, and the crate would just sort of land on them.
Oh.
So, that was an irrational fear I had, just being crushed by something falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
Or, like, in Joe Dirt when the poop tank came out
yes!
of the sky and they thought it was a bomb.
Oh, so gross. Alright, number 1. When I was younger, I thought that if I cut my hair short, vampires would come out and suck all the blood from my exposed skin on my bare neck, and I'm not sure why.
Sam?
Is that why your hair is long?
Yep.
Okay.
That and then weirdly hair related. I was always afraid to dye my hair.
Really?
Yeah. My mom told me if I dyed my hair, it was permanent. So I thought it was permanent. Not like until you grow your hair out and you cut it and it's fine. Or like any of that.
Little Corey.
Because like when I was little, I was like, it'd be really cool if my hair was like blue or purple or something, right?
Yeah.
Or get like a red mohawk. It'd be sick. And you see all these people like with a really cool colored hair. And my mom's just like, Corey,
it's permanent.
You dye your hair, it's going to be permanent.
Aw.
It's like, oh my god, I don't want to be, like, green-haired forever. I want to get a job as a doctor or something.
Dr. Corey.
Ladies.
Oh, man.
But that was a fear I had growing up. It was just...
Alright.
Very rational fear, but that's why I never dyed my hair either. But now I'm going to go get frosted tips.
Oh, man.
Right?
Just the tip.
That is your six pack for this morning. Your top six most irrational childhood fears. Hit us up on Facebook and on Twitter. Let us know what were your maybe irrational, maybe completely rational childhood fears. Who knows? I mean, getting addicted to crack is definitely rational. I don't want that to happen. So that's at the Buzz KGRG on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be back after Dwell by Selfworth. Olympia, Washington by Rancid on 89.9 KGRG FM. You're listening to The Buzz, and Dick, I got a question for you.
Okay.
How good are you at gambling?
I don't really gamble, so I don't know.
Have you ever, like, played poker with friends? Have you, like, played blackjack, like, blackjack on any of those, like, little handheld devices or anything like that?
Yeah, but I mean, I know how to count cards, so, like, blackjack.
Do you really?
My dad taught me.
Okay. Because, like, yesterday at the...
Do you want to go win some money? Just kidding.
Well, that's part of my issue is, yesterday, my girlfriend Thursday and I, we went to our company Christmas party, and they decided to turn the entire, like, building into a giant casino. Or at least our floor of the building. So, like, there's a buffet, there's a roulette wheel, there was blackjack, there was craps. It was awesome. My issue was that I sucked.
Well, yeah.
So we were at a full table for playing blackjack, and the lady next to me was always getting 21. Thursday, who had never, like, played any sort of gambling game ever, she, like, she was still trying to figure out the rules for blackjack. It's awesome. She was winning more than I was. And, like, I'd hit on a 12 and end up with 22. I was having a bad time. But...
yeah.
Between that and then, like, we went to the roulette wheel, and Thursday was just like, I want to play this. I was like, okay, go at it. Homegirl was winning like crazy. Where, like, I was like, all right, I'll bet on red this time. Oh, it's black. I'm going to bet on black this time.
Oh, it's red.
It's red. All right, I'm going to bet on black again. It's red again. God! But yeah, it sucked.
I bet.
So, you know how to count cards, and how does that work?
It's been, like, a while since I've actually done it, but, like, there's, like, a... I don't know how to explain it right now. There's... You just had... Like, you count all the cards that have been played, like, in your hand, and, like, what the other person's, like, putting down. Like, there's, like, a... They add up to a certain number. It's, okay. Like, been years since I've actually even thought about this.
Have you ever been to a casino before?
Oh, yeah. I've been to, like... Muckleshoot, and I've been to like Snoqualmie, but my dad worked surveillance at like a bunch of not like a bunch of but like down in like Tahoe, all the, like on the Nevada side.
Yeah.
So
he knows what to look for then.
Yeah.
So I've also been to an actual casino, and yeah, I suck just as bad there, even on like the slots, which I know is bad. Like I was playing the penny slots. I was sitting right next to my mom. My mom was up, I think, like, $20 by the end of the night, and I was down 10. I have the worst luck gambling. I can only assume that I spend most of my luck just, like, trying to stay alive and not die.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good goal to have.
Right? But yeah, it was fun. I think my favorite part about the whole thing yesterday was that if you lost all your chips, you could get more chips for free.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But the only catch was, and you can only do this once, you had to sing a Christmas carol.
I mean, yeah.
In front of everybody. Like,
that's how it works.
One dude straight up was just like dancing and stuff too. It was awesome. I had a fun time. So, let me know on Facebook, on Twitter, @TheBestKJRG. What are your tips for gambling? Do you gamble? Do you just avoid it altogether? Is that your tip? Just don't gamble? Because I suck at it. I can't win at all. That's @TheBestKJRG on Facebook, on Twitter. We'll be back with the news after Bring Me the Horizon.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
This hour's news is brought to you by the worst Christmas ever to that real life Tacoma on December 23rd. Wear your ugly Christmas sweater while you listen to local bands like Into the Flood, Empyrean, and more to cover your favorite new metal songs. For more information, you can visit realarttacoma.com.
Yes!
All right, so this is Taylor with your morning news. Hundreds attended a vigil Thursday night, outside of the Tacoma Police substation to honor the fallen Tacoma officer, Reginald Jake, I believe it's Gutierrez?
Yes.
Okay, who was shot and killed after responding to a domestic violence call on Wednesday. Mayor Eddie Murray had proposed the locations of 3 new authorized homeless camps. A 4th will be announced at a later date. Camps will be located near West Seattle, Boeing Field, and North Seattle, and expected to hold more than 200 people combined. A suspected bank robber was arrested on Thursday after returning to the crime scene. The man walked into the bank with a scarf over his head and demanded money from the teller and ran off with a disclosed amount of cash. He was taken into custody by police and is facing robbery charges. There was no weapon used in the robbery and no one was hurt.
Wait, so he returned back to the scene of the crime?
Yes.
Why?
That's what I want to know. It's kind of a random thing to do after you're already in trouble.
Right?
But, I mean, to each their own, I guess. And finally, your weather report for today. It's currently 45 degrees and kind of rainy. Your high is going to be about 51 today with a low of 44. And you're guaranteed 100% chance of rain. So, yay!
Nice!
Tomorrow, you're going to have some PM showers, a high of 51 and a low of 41, and a 60% chance of rain. And then Sunday, you'll have about morning showers. It'll be about 44 degrees as your high and 36 as your low with a 90% chance of rain.
I know that rumors have it that we might get snow soon. You guys excited for snow?
Yeah.
Eh?
Yes, yes, yes.
The only thing I hate about snow is, like, people lose their freaking minds, and I still have to go to work, man.
That's why I'm not too excited, because driving, and some people don't know how to drive very well with snow.
The only person I can respect for, like, not being able to drive in snow is my aunt, is because she does, like, if she sees a snowflake even fall, she doesn't bother driving at all. She knows she doesn't like driving in the snow, so just stay home or have somebody else drive her.
Yeah.
So I can appreciate that, but the people who know they can't drive in the snow or they don't like driving in bad weather, but they still do it anyways, those are the people that piss me off.
Or the ones who go over the speed limit in the like icy conditions.
I mean, that's me. Yellow swag or whatever, right?
Oh, just be careful.
No. Hell no. that was the news. We'll be back after Fit First King, Shadows and Echoes on 89.9 KJRG. You're listening to The Buzz. All-time low on 89.9 KJRG FM. You've been listening to The Buzz, and man, Mickey and Taylor both came up here from the station. Taylor, our promotions director, and Mickey from Mike and Mickey After Dark, and they're letting us know that, like, today's been pretty off for them, too.
Nice.
So, like, if you're at home right now, and you can stay home, stay home. It's been a weird day. Well, you ready to get out of here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ready to just go die?
I want to die.
Me too. I think I want to do this. Ready?
Okay.
So long.
Farewell.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. This has been The Buzz on 89.9 KJRG FM. If you missed this episode or any of our episodes this week, or last week, or the week before that, summer's a little iffy, but Hit up KGRG.com. We have all our stuff on demand or the official free KGRG FM app. Till Wednesday morning, bright and early 6 a.m. This has been The Buzz.
Yeah.
We out.